Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to have a holiday. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Right, holidays. We love it.
Yeah.
And we need to learn how to say it in Chinese. We say 放假。
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 Both are fourth tones. 放。
放。
放, that means to let go, to release. 放.
放.
Yes, in ancient time, this character originally actually meant in exile.
In exile?
Yeah, get out of the country.
Wow.
Get out. Yeah, so 放.
放.
放. And then 假 is the fourth tone as well. And in ancient time, this character actually meant something fake.
Ah.
Something not true.
Wow, so exiling the fake.
No, the way I think about that, it's, oh wow, having a holiday is too good to be true, so can't be real.
Yeah, that's a nice way of thinking about it.
Yeah, so you set yourself out of the country in exile and it's so good to be true, then it must be a holiday.
Yeah, definitely.
So, 放假.
放假.
I know this slight difference between British English and American English. Like my American friends, they will say on vacation.
Yeah.
And then in the UK, if there's a bank holiday, school holiday, or even just a half term, they call that holiday.
Right, yeah.
But in Chinese, when we say 放假, that could mean anything. For example, that could be annual leave. That could be your maternity leave and could be school holidays, could be anything. And to specify them, in order to know which holiday is that, you just need to have some variation of it. For example, annual leave, we put the year in front of holiday. So we say 年假.
年假.
年假, 年 is year. And 假, as you remember, originally means fake, and modern day, that means leave or holiday. So the annual leave is 年假.
年假.
And to say someone who is going to have maternity leave, we say 产假.
产假.
产假. 产 is to produce. And in ancient form, the character looked like an animal giving a birth, basically. And it's quite a complicated character, but it's a beautiful character. That means to produce. So maternity leave, 产假.
产假.
To say someone who is having a sick leave, 病假.
病假.
病假. 病, that means illness. Someone is sick. 病, fourth tone, 病假.
病假. So that's less of a too good to be true kind of 假.
That's right, but I'm afraid you still need to have a break.
That's true.
And then to say summer holiday, we say 暑假.
暑假.
暑假 is the third tone, so we make sure we go down and up and just emphasize it, because summer holidays, people tend to like it. 暑.
暑.
暑假.
暑假. And usually, summer holiday tends to be the longest holiday, doesn't it, in terms of whether it's school or university or even for people who are working, they often 放假 for the longest during the 暑假.
That's right.
So I think often in the summer break that people will have that feeling of too good to be true, I guess.
That's right. And then to say winter holiday, we say 寒假.
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 寒 means cold. And 暑, as you can guess, means hot.
So
basically, Chinese is very literal. It's a hot holiday and cold holiday. So instead of summer and winter, we just describe how hot and how cold. So 寒假.
寒假.
Right, we went through so many. Do you remember all of them? 暑假.
暑假 is the summer holiday, the hot holiday.
That's right. 产假.
产假 is the maternity leave.
That's right. Yeah, 产假 can be for male, could be for female.
Okay, 产假.
Okay, let's try 病假. What is 病假?
病假 is when you're sick and you have to take a holiday.
Right, and how to say annual leave?
Annual leave, we say 年假.
年假, 年 is year and 假 is holiday. Great.
Xiaolan, sorry, can I ask you, how do we say national holiday?
国定假日。
国定假日.
Yeah, 国 is country. 定 定 that means legislation.
Okay.
So nationally legislated, 国定。
国定。
假日，假 is the same holiday as you remember,、
yep.
and 日 means day.
Okay, 假日。
假日。And 假日 is actually a very useful phrase as well.、We can say weekend is 假日 because that's the day you don't work.
Right, 假日。
So, 假 after being fake, too good to be true, it actually also means the day you don't need to work.
Okay, so that is too good to be true.
That's right. The day you don't need to work is 假。
假
假 yeah, but depends on what you do. I love my work. I don't feel like I'm working. I feel like I'm playing every day. So I'm on holiday all the time.
Well, that's great. So then work is too good to be true.
Yeah.
So it's 工作放假
Yeah, 放假 equal to 工作工作就是放假工作即放假工作 means work. So for me, when I'm on my work is my holiday. And when I'm on holiday, I still work.
So there you are. It means you...always have a 假日 but you also never have a 假日
That's very true. Yeah, the line is very blurry. basically, they all mingle together. And I still think about stories, I still read, and I still write, even when I'm on holiday. But at the same time, wherever I go, I feel like I'm having fun.
That's good. That's one of the nice things of being in the creative industry, I think. Sometimes when you're at your most creative is when you're 放假 when you're on holiday.
Yep.
And you're relaxed.
Yep.
But then it means that being on holiday helps you to work better.
Yep, my entire life is a holiday. Great. Thank you very much, Josh, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about holiday, 放假. I hope you enjoyed it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见，再见 Josh.
再见，小兰。
放假了。
放假，放假。